Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hey, this is Pat Iyer with this new version of Iyer's Insights. This is LNP 77 called Attorney-Client Retention, How to Attract and When to Let Go. Client retention is a crucial issue for legal nurse consultants. We make one sale out of maybe 20 prospective client contacts. Some of us do better than others. That means that for two contacts, you'd have to meet 40 contacts or potential clients. That is a bit daunting. You have to make a commitment to follow up on inquiries about your services, go to meetings, make calls, and when possible, meet with those potential clients. Even after you make that first sale, you have to be willing and able to follow the client through the client development process and move them from a potential client or prospect to become an advocate for you and your services. One of the sad truths about developing and maintaining a business is that it costs 5 times as much money and time to attract a new client than it does to retain and resell to an old client. So it really makes sense to resell to your clients. Client retention is a key to success. What are those keys to client retention? First, be clear that you are working with attorney clients you want to keep. You do have a choice. Most of your clients are worth satisfying. A few are not, as I describe later. There are 5 components to client retention. Number 1, be clear on what the client needs. Be sure you understand the nature of the assignment and the deadline so you can give the attorney what he or she wants. Number 2, be reachable. Attorneys are often working on short deadlines. When they leave a phone message or email an LNC, they expect an answer back. And quickly, make sure you're reachable via email or phone. Number 3, charge a fair amount of hours. If you know you had a learning curve associated with a case, drop off some of your time. Number 4, communicate with your client when you run into an issue. Maybe the learning curve is not the issue, but the quality of the medical records slowed you down. When a case is taking much longer than you expected, let the attorney know about the issue. Are records illegible, missing, filled with data, and not meaningful information? Let the attorney know. This is essential for keeping attorneys as your clients. Number 5, be ethical. Don't try to please the attorney at the expense of the truth. There is a tremendous amount of money invested in a case. Plaintiff and defense attorneys want to know the strengths and weaknesses of the case. They rely on you to be straight with them. These practices will earn you the loyalty of your clients. You'll spend less time trying to get new clients and more time on repeat business from current clients. Keeping attorney clients affects your wallet, your peace of mind, and your success. So let's take a step back. You've worked hard on your marketing to attract clients. You may be wondering, why should I drop a low-profit attorney client I have worked hard to obtain? Some attorneys are not worth the effort it takes to work with them. Business owner Cheryl Schoen referred to these as the black hole clients. You give and give and give, and yet they're not satisfied. How do you recognize a low-profit attorney client that you should eliminate from your business. Low-profit clients are always making demands on logistics, operations, or customer service. They want changes in your work product, but they don't want to pay for the changes. They want immediate assistance, usually at the last minute, and don't want to pay a rush fee. They assume that they are the most important and maybe only client you have, and therefore they're entitled to your immediate attention. You may attempt to justify keeping a low-profit attorney client. The attorney promises you more work or that he will share your contact information with others. You think that if you hold on to this client, it will get better. Don't hang on to the low-profit attorney client. He or she is hurting your business in ways that are not always obvious. The attorney who is making unreasonable demands on you is preventing you from marketing to a more profitable client or paying attention to the less vocal client. It is a rule of a legal nurse consulting business that new clients enter your stream every year while others drop off. Here is the solution. The sooner you address the behavior of the low-profit attorney client, the better. Don't equivocate. Put boundaries on the behavior of the client. You know about putting boundaries on the behavior of patients, don't you? Be clear about what you can do and when you can do it. Define a rush fee and stick to it. Say no to impossible demands. Set limits on what you're willing to do for this client. You don't have to be reachable by cell phone in the evenings, on weekends, or on vacation. I've talked to LNCs who took cases with them on vacation. They could not relax. Implement a price increase. You should do this for all your clients about every year, and don't show favoritism by allowing the low-profit client to escape this change. The client has the choice of paying the higher fee or walking away. If he walks away, you win because you can now devote your time to other clients and to business building activities. If he stays with you, you've won because you've increased your profits. The only way you can lose is by allowing the low-profit attorney client to continue to control you. It is your responsibility as the business owner to recognize that not every attorney who wants to work with you is your ideal client. You set the price, you set the limits on what you can do, otherwise you're at the mercy of an attorney who is likely to be a very good negotiator, but not someone that you should work with. Let's take this a little bit deeper. You've worked hard to become a legal nurse consultant, and you want to retain clients. You've been looked up to and respected as a nurse. Now you feel less knowledgeable as you're drawn into the world of attorneys. Business is not your first language. Patient care is. You were clinically trained, not educated in business. You want to make this changing career successful. You want to develop a stronger client attraction and retention program. You can retain clients with exquisite client care strategies. Your ability to be confident, certain, and in control when you attract and retain clients is easier with the power of exquisite client care strategies. These techniques give you a higher level of distinction in your business and deepen integrity-based relationships that grow your business. The online training that I offer is called Win Over and Retain the Clients You Want. It's a 90-minute video online training that you can order using this link, http://lnc.tips/win-over. That's http://lnc.tips/win-over. You can get a 25% discount on this training by using the word listened in the coupon box during checkout. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week with a new Ayers Insight.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.